All right, welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Tuesday, March 29th, and wow, we have a lot to talk about. So stocks close higher, extend the two-week rally. The VIX is at its lowest level. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about crude oil, AMC, and GameStop on the move again. We take a look at this. Then also Tesla in the news. So we will talk about Tesla. And we also have Coinbase that is making headlines, and we'll talk about what's happening there. Plus, yesterday we entered four trades and opened three new positions, and I want to show you exactly what we did since you said that this would be helpful. So we'll talk about this here in a moment. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets and what's happening, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news, condense them down for you, and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If you're new to this channel or this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. All right. So let's hop over to the charts, Mark, and let's see what's happening. Another day of gains.
It was, Marcus. On Friday, we had traders really long going into the weekend, which was a good sign. And yesterday, we picked up right where we left off Friday, and we continued to move higher. The S&P finishing at session highs for the day, up 0.7%. So a nice little move.
Yeah, and if you look at the five-minute chart, we see at first choppy, but then up and away. And same here for the NASDAQ and also the Dow. So let's talk about what is the catalyst right now for the markets? Because, I mean, after all, we still have all this uncertainty going on. I mean, the war is still going on in Russia, Ukraine. We still have, okay, what is about interest rates and the high inflation rate? We have the COVID crisis in China. So why is the market just moving higher? I mean, nothing has changed.
I think that's it, Marcus. Really, not a whole lot has changed. So the Russia-Ukraine situation, Russia invasion of Ukraine, there's possibly peace talks going on. So that's a huge positive, but no real news to get the market scared. Of course, the peace talks would be great if there was something coming out of that would be positive. But because there isn't a whole lot going on, the volatility is also lower as well.
Right. So we got to take a look at the VIX, the volatility index, also dubbed as the fear index, that is measuring the fear in the market. And we see that it is below 20 right now, at lowest level since January 14th. I mean, this is way before the war started. I mean, it's almost at lowest levels here of the year, not quite, but it seems that, yeah, traders are no longer fearful. It's more like getting used to the current situation that we have around the world.
Exactly. So without any real news that's new, that's bad, it's getting used to the new normal, right? And I hate to say that, but that's what traders do. Traders are looking for that next thing, that next catalyst to drive the market higher or lower. And if there really isn't new news, then usually the path of least resistance, you love to say that, and I totally agree, is up. And that's what we're seeing.
It seems to be. And then also, if you look at crude oil, I mean, crude oil yesterday moved lower. This morning, down another 6%. So now below $100 a barrel again. And this is something that spooked traders over the past few weeks, the high crude oil prices, and then think, oh my gosh, okay, everything is getting more expensive and inflation and Fed needs to raise interest rates. But it seems that crude oil prices are coming down. Well, it's because mainly China has imposed another lockdown in Shanghai.
Sure, this is kind of a double-edged sword here, because on one hand, you could look at it thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to have more supply chain issues and problems fulfilling orders with any products and goods that we're getting from China. But on the other hand, without that demand in crude oil, because of the lockdowns, we're seeing energy prices come down, which is really good because of the spike that we had and the uncertainty with crude oil and Russia being a big exporter.
Yeah. Well, and so also looking at the economic calendar, which we now, since today, have integrated into the PowerX Optimizer. So, I mean, this week, we talked about it yesterday. This week, the big one will be the jobs report on Friday. This is when it's happening. But today, we already get a glimpse on this because we do have the JOLTS jobs openings as well as the consumer confidence.
Yeah, and first of all, I love the new calendar. Super clean. The team did a good job on that. Yeah. No pop-up ads or anything like that. So I'm loving it. But yeah, JOLTS job openings. This is, you know, for you and I, we've been training for a while. This is a relatively newer report, that, and the Fed will take that into consideration. Consumer confidence is, you know, another thing that the traders keep an eye on. But the real biggie this week, we've talked about it. It's Friday. It's the jobs report, the monthly jobs report with average hourly earnings and the non-farm employment number, as well as the unemployment rate. This is the biggie. So you might get these jobs report like the JOLTS jobs or Wednesday's ADP jobs, but then Friday is really the big one.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the trades that we took here in just a moment, but there's a few stocks that were on the move yesterday. Got to talk about this for 2 minutes, and then we'll show you what we did yesterday and what we are looking at today. So Tesla, let's talk about Tesla. Yesterday, up 8% in pre-market trading, up another 1.5%, trading above 1,000 again. And this is levels that we haven't seen since January. So big news from Tesla yesterday, Mark.
Yeah, and this is interesting to see such a big reaction. It is, I would say, a positive, but Elon Musk has asked shareholders at its, or will ask shareholders at its annual meeting to authorize a stock split in order to pay stock dividends to investors. So the idea is to offer a stock split, which would bring the price per share down. Any current, you know, investors, anybody holding shares now, when the split happens, you just get more shares, right? So it's essentially the same thing, just a lower price for the individual stock, which you would assume, or in theory, will attract more investors because it's a lower price. Now, these days with, you know, partial shares that a lot of brokers are offering, like you could invest a smaller amount into $1,000 stock and not have to put up the full $1,000. But it's still kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. A lower price quality stock attracts more traders, especially the dividend getting paid on Tesla. I know that some investors would like that. And so far, last couple of days have been, it's been a positive reaction.
Well, we got to see. I mean, the last stock split is less than 2 years ago. Tesla split 5-1 on August 20th. Was it August 20th? Yeah, I believe, or no, August 31st. So this is
2020.
Ever since, the stock has doubled and now they're doing it again. I mean, that's super quick. I mean, usually stock splits are not happening that quickly, but we just see Tesla's meteoric rise here. This is why it looks so weird that, wait a minute, at some point Tesla in 2019 was trading at $26. No, because it's already split 5-1 here. So anyhow, Tesla on the move, a big one. But then also Coinbase. News from Coinbase, and they were up 8% yesterday.
Yeah, so they rallied after a local newspaper in Brazil said the company is in talks to buy 2TM, the parent of the Brazilian cryptocurrency broker, Mercado Bitcoin, and that the deal could be closed by the end of April. The move actually going along with a big move in Bitcoin itself. And the higher Bitcoin is, what we've seen is that there's been more trading, more activity as Bitcoin rises, more people interested. And those transactions are also going to be helping Coinbase as well.
All right. Let's go quickly through AMC and GameStop because I want to talk about the trades that we did. But yeah. AMC yesterday up 45%. We talked about it last week, the revenge of the meme stocks. And there is AMC this morning trading around the flat line, but 45%. That's huge.
Yeah, and CEO Adam Aron said that he's looking at more transformational merger and acquisition deals. A company invested in Hycroft Mining, a gold and silver mining operator, earlier this month. And for a movie company investing in mining, that's interesting.
That's interesting. They want to diversify and just take more risky investments that could pay off.
They could.
Or ruin them. But then also with that, GME on a 10-day winning streak. I mean, up for 10 days in a row. Yesterday, adding another 25%. And as you can see, right now, more than doubled in the last 10 days.
Yeah. And this is where there's some speculation that the move is because of Ryan Cohen, the chairman of GameStop's board, buying another 100,000 shares of the stock. And so when someone on the board, someone with inside information buys shares, that could be viewed as a positive. But I think also this is just more of a risk on scenario, right? We see that stocks are moving higher, Bitcoin's moving higher, AMC's moving higher, GameStop's moving higher. And when we saw that previously, it was investors putting money back in the market. And I think it's because there's less fear and less uncertainty, at least right now, that's attracting these type of investments.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the trades that we did yesterday. So one of the trades that I took, you did not take it, was AMC. So AMC popped up on our scanner and I sold puts at the 128 level expiring on Friday. So what does this mean? It means that as long as AMAT stays above...
Yeah, Marcus, sorry to interrupt, but you said AMC at the beginning.
AMAT.
AMAT.
Okay, yeah. AMAT. That's AMAT. All right. So let me just get rid of the volume here for a moment. And as long as AMAT... We've been talking about AMC. Okay. Stays below, above 128. I'm just keeping the premium. If it goes below, I'll get assigned and then we will sell calls against the position. This was $65 per option. And based on my account size here, so on a $500,000 account, where do I have it? So should trade around 8. Let me zoom in here a little bit that you can see it. So this gives $480 in premium here. So that's not bad at all. This is a good trade. And then another trade that, did you take this as well, Macy's?
I did not take this one.
Okay. So there was another one that I saw, Macy's, where the $23.50 strike price popped up on the scanner. And I sold the $23.50, only $15 per option. But I mean, if you're using this on a larger account size and you can trade 43, I mean, this gives a healthy $650 approximately. And you see this where now with the new filters that we have added, we can make sure that we are just trading value stocks here, because we see that, for example, Macy's super low PE ratio of only 5.73, nice dividend yield. And then, of course, we do have Macy's taking it in 2021, no surprise there, but bouncing right back. So a solid, profitable company like this one. Then let's talk about the one that you took a little bit later in the day.
Yeah, NXPI.
NXPI. So interesting, NXPI also semiconductors. So very similar to AMAT. And which one did you take? You took the 175 strike, right?
Exactly.
So sold the 175 put, collected premium there. And this is where it's important that you check the asset correlation and make sure that you are not trading stocks that you're correlated. And I just want to bring up here NXPI. You see, there's a reason why I didn't take that trade, because as you can see, there's a super high correlation between NXPI and AMAT, meaning that these stocks pretty much move the same. And you want to avoid being in too many stocks that are moving in tandem here, because then if this sector tanks, it basically drags down your whole portfolio. As you can see, I'm a little diversified here. DKS, Dick's Sporting Good, AMAT. We did try to place a trade for USB. We'll talk about this. Then M for Macy's. And then I did not take the NXPI, so the four trades here would have been this, but USBI, let's talk about this. Let's go back here to the wheel. This is where we had an order in the market, but did not get filled. So yeah. USB.
Close.
It was close. We tried to sell the 54 put. Let me just remove the volume for a second. So we tried to sell the 54 put, but we also have certain minimum premium requirements that we want to achieve. And if you just look here at, for example, Macy's, it's still on the scanner. we want to make sure that we get a certain minimum premium so that we see an annualized ROI, return on investment, of at least 30% per year. So that's what we are looking for. Anyhow, so right now we have these three stocks, and let's see if we can find a few more stocks today. But looking at the pre-market action, I mean, the NASDAQ really up nicely here this morning, more than 1%, pointing to a much higher opening here. So that might put a damper on selling puts, but it's good for our positions here. We might actually take profits.
Yeah, we could be able to close at some targets that we have and look for new opportunities if there's a down day tomorrow or the next day.
All right. Hey, let me just ask you, is this helpful as we are going through these trades here? If so, do us a favor and give us a like or leave a comment and let us know that this is helpful. And we gotta bounce. We gotta head over here to our masterminds because we are trading with them live here this morning. So let's do this. And if you are confused by what was happening here and would like to learn more about the strategies that we have for you, here's a few videos that show you these strategies in more detail. Take a look at these videos and then we'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.